Thank you for listening to Lawford, the podcast about the village of Lawford in northeast Essex and the surrounding area. Lawford, the podcast, is brought to you by Lawford Parish Council with the aim to share what the council is up to and to highlight some of the amazing people, events and facilities in our area. Welcome to Lawford, the podcast. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Val Pretty in her capacity as treasurer of the Manningtree Rotary Club. We're chatting to Val about all things Rotary, in part because it has one of the many community groups that benefit from the grant funding via Lawford Parish Council, but more importantly, because of the huge amount of social good the Rotary Club does within our community. So welcome, Val.
Hello.
Good to chat, and we've just been chatting off air, and you've already blown my mind with the amount of things that you're actively involved in locally, Val. But so maybe before we get to the Rotary Club and get to the Rotary Club specifically, do you want to maybe just give people a bit of background on yourself and a bit of a context in terms of all the different things that you're involved in, because we might dip in and out of some of them as we go along in the conversation.
I moved to Lawford in 1986 due to Wimpy Homes advert. And it had a station, went into the City of London. So that's why I moved here. I didn't know anything about it. And I've always been happy.
The marketing worked. So.
And only recently have I discovered that my great-grandfather was born in Thorpley Socon and his father in Colchester. So I am North Essex going back. So I think that's why I've always loved it here.
And when you saw the Taylor Wimpy ad, were you, what part of the world were you coming from at that stage?
Walthamstow.
Okay.
A slight change of...
So a city girl who's relocated.
Yes, I am a Londoner. but a slight change, yes.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about the Rotary Club, but do you want to just give people a sense of the other things that you're actively involved in? And we might, as I said, dip in and out of those as we go along in the conversation.
I was the treasurer of the Store Valley U3A for quite a while. I'm still active with it, very much active with it. I run a gardens visiting group. We go out on coach trips to visit gardens, and also a gardens holiday once a year. And we meet on the second Wednesday of the month at Constable Hall, and we have very good speakers. And it's very interesting. And a lady I know has just retired, and she's now so busy with U3A that she's so pleased. So if anybody's listening and they feel they don't have enough to do or they'd like to do other things, please inquire about the Store Valley U3A.
And the U3A is the University of the Third Age, and the whole idea is to keep people learning through the full course of their life.
Yes, and I've just discovered it started in France.
Okay. And it is a global thing, but it has a big presence in the UK and has a local presence, and you guys are actively involved. So that's one. And then we mentioned, and the one that I've heard multiple times, but I don't know enough context on, is the Frankenberg Society.
It's the Manningtree and District Frankenberg Partnership Association.
Partnership Association. Okay, not a society.
In the 1970s, lots of towns were twinning with towns in Europe because of, I think they thought it'd be nice to get people to know other people from across Europe. So Frankenberg is a small town near the Eider in central Germany. And over the years, people from Manningtree have visited Frankenberg, and Frankenberg come and visit Manningtree. Frankenberg came over last year, and we take them out. I think that day we took them to Harwich, showed them around Harwich, and then we had a big dinner in the Venture Centre. So things like that. And it's to try and get people to understand the different, and also the U3A have a German group, and you know, so it's good for them to meet some German people so that they can practice speaking German. And so it's been going for years, and we still have events, and hopefully if anybody's interested, please look up Manningtree and District Frankenberg Partnership Association. You'll see when you drive into Manningtree there is a sign partnered with Frankenberg. The partnership's slightly different to the twinning, and I think it was a thing then. They tended to have partnerships rather than twinnings.
Okay. So
you know, we're partnered with them. I understand when it first started the school used to do things, the local choral society, different groups used to go over.
And the whole thing is just to build collaboration across yes. communities, across nations, and give people the opportunity to see how different people live in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, and it's still quite active. Obviously, it must be because of the fact that, as you say, the Frankenberg folks were here. Yeah. And when you say they were here, how many? Like, is it two people or is it?
I think there were about 20 of them.
Okay, so
and we've been invited back to Frankenberg the end of May next year. So we're organising that at the moment.
Okay, so, brilliant.
And you usually stay with people.
In their homes and make it a bit more realistic. Yes. Rather than being
If anybody's interested in that, again, look up the Frankenberg.
Awesome. This is what I love about these chats is because there's so many different community groups and so much different social activity. It's hard to keep track of it all, and it's just good to try and aggregate it a little bit and just give people a bit of visibility that it's all happening. And if they want to get involved, then there's opportunities. Okay, so the principal one we did come to have a chat about was the Rotary Club. And again, we were chatting off air. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the kind of the foundings of the Rotary Club, both the kind of the international element and maybe then a little bit about our local Manningtree Rotary and how it's emerged over time.
Rotary started in Chicago in the early 1900s. It was a group of men that all ran businesses, and they thought it would be nice if perhaps they could get together and see if there was anything that they could do in the local community. So they used to meet for lunch. And I understand the first thing they did is they built a men's urinal somewhere in Chicago.
Priorities, Val. Priorities.
And it's grown over the years. I mean, the thing most people who know about polio is trying to eradicate polio.
Yeah, I actually, because I did a bit of Googling before we were going to chat. And it seems like polio is their big, cause celebre in terms of they're actually trying to...
Bill and Belinda Gates, so every dollar we raise, they add $2.
Okay, so that's,
And at the moment, we've only got polio in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And we had a talk line. I understand the Taliban are trying to work with Rotary to try and get it out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And then the challenge then is Pakistan, because a lot of them, their religion doesn't say children shouldn't be vaccinated.
Okay. So there's different considerations.
I joined Manningtree Rotary in 2006. I was coming up for retirement and I got a letter through my door saying, would you like to find out about Rotary? So I went along, and two of the Rotarians were people I knew. And after a few weeks, they invited me to join. And I only just found out that they decided that they'd have me as a single woman because they thought I'd cope with the rest of them rather than have three women at one time. And over the, we have fun, we do it, but we try and give things back. I mean, our main fundraiser of the year is our Santa Claus that goes around December. Most of the roads in Manningtree, Missley and Lawford. We also do a couple of other villages. And Father Christmas comes round and we play our music loudly so everybody can come out. During COVID, we stopped knocking on doors and we've decided to carry on like that because we find that enough money. And sometimes you knock on a door and it's an elderly person and they didn't really want to have their door knocked on in the dark. So look out for Father Christmas. He's coming around again in December. 2nd of December, we're having a big Christmas market in Manningtree High Street, starting at 2 o'clock. So come down, come and meet Father Christmas, and come and spend your money.
Yeah, look at that. Right, you're stealing all my best questions, Val. So founded in the US, became a global organization, and your little commentary around you becoming the first female, because it was a boys only club at one point, they've seen the light, and actually over the last 30 years or more, it's been an equal opportunities, and the whole point is that it's I'm just paraphrasing what I saw on the internet, but it was like it's a social club, but a social club with a conscience, which is trying to kind of do good in its immediate community is the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have seen us cutting all the growth back around Missley Place Park.
Yeah, so that was it. Yeah, then like you do loads of projects. So do you want to talk to us about a few of those projects?
We've actually, if anybody, there was, always was a bench halfway up Cox's Hill that you couldn't see. So we've cut everything back and there's a new seat there. So if anybody's walking up Cox's Hill and they feel they've had enough, they want to sit down, there's now a nice bench. I know it's right by the side of the road, but there's a nice bench there.
Everybody walking up Cox's Hill feels they've had enough.
They've had enough. And we've just refurbished the shelter along the walls in Misley. We've started recutting Misley Place Park. We go out, we clean road signs and do things that don't get done.
Yeah. No, it was that, again, I was just looking at the website and it as you said, it was the restoration of that that little building in the shelter down by the walls. It was as you say, putting in new benches, but also there was everything from giving out dictionaries to year sevens.
We give dictionaries out to the children leaving junior school. Once we said, do they still want them? But we were told by the schools, yes, they love them.
Yeah.
Because they get their friends all to sign them.
Okay. You know, so it becomes a right.
Teachers.
Yeah.
So they get their friends and they're so we still give them out every year.
Yeah.
And somebody we spoke to at the school said they had theirs from when they left school.
Collectors' items, or family heirlooms.
And we also have the Magic and Music Christmas in Misley Church in December. And we get the junior school choirs to come. And we have a lovely carol concert. And we put that on each year.
I saw various charity contributions as well. There was one around collecting handbags and belts and things like that.
Yes.
It's like anywhere you see a social need, you kind of go, right, and there's a gap to be filled.
Yes,
you guys are willing to go and...
There are various clubs in Essex that do things. Sometimes we'll help them with their project.
Yeah.
Once we've done the Christmas collections, we like to donate the money to local organisations, local projects. A couple of things, but we might give some money to a Rotary charity that helps in England. If there's foreign aid that's needed, we did a collection the other week for Morocco and Libya.
Oh, of course, the national disaster area.
Usually Rotary itself has projects, so we would give the money to Rotary International in Britain, so that then we know it's being dealt with properly.
So if I guess there's an open, presuming is there an open door policy, or how do people get involved?
If anyone would like to come and see us, if you look at our website, you'll see contact details. Or most Thursday evenings, we meet in the Haven Bar in the Crown. We have a meal now and again, but if people wanted to pop in and have a chat and talk to somebody, we'd be happy to see you. We actually had a gentleman come in on Thursday night. He's recently moved locally and he wanted to find out about Rotary.
Yeah.
So, yes, but you can find out the information on the
website. We have it's a grand term, but we have notes to go along with the podcast, and we'll add the links in there. Yeah. So if anybody wants to actually to look it up, I'm skipping around a little bit, but the one other thing you mentioned and we were chatting as well is the Flower Club. I'm not aware again there's a Star Valley
Flower Club. We meet the first Wednesday in the month at 2:30 in the Venture Centre. And the club's over, I think it's our 55th birthday. And we have we have an annual sub which helps pay the bills. And we charge £5 for people to come in and visitors £6. If you come to visit, we only let you come and visit twice. After that, we ask you to join. We have wonderful demonstrators. I sit there in awe of these
talented people.
And they tell you their stories as they go along, or the theme of the flowers. They'll talk about the theme of the flowers. And sometimes the last one we had was actually a florist. Some are trained. There's National Association of Flower, but this and so those demonstrators, they're more, they have to do what they're trained to do. Whereas florists, of course, can do their own way of doing it.
Yeah.
So they're quite different, the way the florists work. So it's nice we have some florists and some from NAFAS.
Okay. So again, it's another community group that's
yes.
open to everybody and actually meets regularly and actually has who doesn't like a bit of gardening every now and then.
Yes.
So yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. We've been a whistle stop tour through different things there, Val, but how do you reflect on your seeing that Taylor Wimpey ad and moving out of the big smoke and coming out to this part of the world and the changes that have happened in this part of the world over that time?
I always felt at home when I got here. And then I thought, I don't know anyone. So there was an advert saying Carnival Committee AGM. So I went to the Carnival Committee AGM. And at the end of the day, I was the treasurer.
What was the carnival?
They used to have a carnival every summer.
They used to
have a carnival through Manningtree.
Okay.
And then gradually, so in the end, we then helped raise money to build the St John Hall. And then through that, we had a thing called the Manningtree Society, which kept an eye on all the historic things and everything. And we had talks, so I ended up being the treasurer for that. And then the museum group.
So you're counting the money for all these groups.
The treasurer for the museum group, which I love the museum group. And I still, during COVID, they had Zoom meetings, but they have lectures in the winter. And I like going to them because I love history. It's my favourite subject.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of history in Manningtree.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to have Manningtree Museum folks come along and have a chat with us as well, because actually, and they have a whole lot of things I'd never heard of, but the Lawford riots and all these different things going back through the years.
Yes.
That it's amazing.
And the museum's in the back of the library.
Yeah.
You'll see outside the opening times.
Yeah.
So
positive anyway on the whole in terms of you've enjoyed the move on the balance of things.
Yeah. And can I just say, when COVID happened, I thought, thank goodness I don't live in London.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to go out and I started walking.
Yeah.
And, of course, you see people. You could talk to human beings. You can talk to the dog.
Yeah. No, I think we all benefit.
And I haven't stopped walking. And I just love going out. I walk about 3 or 4 miles a day.
Oh, wow.
I just love walking. And the beautiful countryside we have around us.
No.
We're just so lucky. Although we've got a lot of new houses being built, we've still got the countryside quite near to the perimeters of the three villages.
No, absolutely.
Two villages and ten.
You know, whether it's the estuary or heading towards Flatford or Dedham, or you know, there's so much opportunity to get out in the countryside. So that
much
is
much better than living in Waltham.
good. Well, that's a good, love where you live and all that. Excellent. Okay, so as we draw our chat to a close, Val, is there any final comment or anything you'd like to impart on the folks listening? That's a very open-ended question, but it's really, whether it's the Rotary or whether it's any of these community groups, I guess your call is to just get involved and
Yes, I just find, you know, I mean, I live on my own and everyone says you're never in, Val, because I do a lot. Yeah. And I have a lot of friends, and I just think I couldn't cope with sitting indoors on my own.
Yeah.
So anybody listen to this that's sitting indoors on their own, please don't.
Yeah.
Please join one of these organisations. Everybody's pleased to see people when they come.
Delighted to see people is the reality.
The only thing I have to say is when you come, speak to the person sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Because people say, nobody talks to me, but sometimes you have to make the first, you have to do the talking first.
Yeah.
And within a few weeks, you'll have a load of friends.
Yeah. Well, that is sound advice for all of us. So thank you very much for the time, Val. And a big shout out to everybody involved in all those groups, but specifically the Rotary. I know it's very visible in terms of how much it does in our community. Mm-hmm. So well done to everybody who's involved. Okay. Thank you all.